10, 9, 8, 7, 6,
guess what phone you're
eating? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the No Jumper Show, our attempt at creating a weekly show format that the world will love.
Yes,
I'm here right now with my lovely co-host, Cam Girl, representing K-Town, Korea, LA, California, all in one. God damn it. We're turning off the sound for notifications because that's going to be a whole thing.
That is going to be a thing.
Cam Girl and House Phone will be streaming music after this stream is done.
Tune in.
Myself, I'm going to be doing my own stream in a day or two. House Phone also is here.
I am.
He's looking lovely.
Thank you.
You can see him
on
the camera.
Very lovely.
I like your hair and good Cam Girl merch.
Oh, rocking her own merch.
Yeah, literally. Me and this guy right here, we're watching the same same video on YouTube about... Mm-hmm. About Chance the Rapper always wearing his
hat. Was that Yassine? Shout out
to Hello Yassine.
We shout him out every time
Out a little bit too
much. Wait, so he that is just him, that hat? I've never really understood what was up with that.
That's just his merch. And, you know, he just wore that every day for like fucking 5 years.
But I feel like you don't see him with it that much anymore.
Well, because that was...
Maybe he got over it.
No, because that was like to promote that album.
What was it? The coloring book or some shit like that. Mm. What did the three have to do with coloring
book? I have zero idea.
But anyways, apparently he made a shit ton of money doing that. So it's like, you know what? I'm going to fucking wear only my merch.
Donnie's
from
in here
now
and he's
on.
Giving us some kind of weed product.
Giving us some kush.
Look at this. This is Snoop's Premium Nutrients. We are not sponsored by this.
Nutrients?
This is cool, I guess.
No, I don't know.
Nice shirt.
Oh, hand.
Wait, Snoop, like Snoop Dogg?
Mommy's partners with him.
That's fire. Donnie's also wearing a free
Draco
shirt.
Merch.
And he's about to be free.
Free Draco. That's
crazy.
That's one thing we could talk about on this. One decision I made on this one is that I'm not going to smoke paraphernalia.
Really?
We're trying to stay monetized because the last one, they screwed us.
Also, halfway through, your eyes were starting to like go like this, and you were looking like everywhere, and then I got secondhand high.
You think I was too high?
You got really high towards the end. Like,
really?
Your face looked like it was melting off.
Wow, these are actually some powerful looking woods, and they're super nice and soft, too.
I just cut off the tip and smoke it without the tip.
Donnie's
like
vouching for these hard. I might have to get in with these.
Can I please smoke on camera?
No.
Not
until afterwards. I will give you one of these
rule.
Blunts, though, because you've earned it.
Great rule. Right.
It's a good rule.
Shout out to Snoop Dogg, dude.
Listen,
shout out to me.
The people at home might be just as high as we are, but the thing is that if
we
talk faster and we're clear-headed, then we could get more done in a shorter period of time, and they'll probably appreciate it, even though I do think that they want to see us get high, but maybe, you know, we can do that.
Yeah,
we do like special 420 podcasts.
Are you drinking out of a fleshlight?
Out of your own fleshlight.
Like canteen.
Oh,
this
canteen.
Is not what my no.
That's a super cute canteen that you got there, though.
Kind of does look like a vagina
nipple on
right
the
here,
inside.
Huh?
Yeah, it has a nipple on the inside too.
Sort of read my mind there. Yeah, I was kind of.
You guys
thinking.
Are sick. You guys are turning my fucking
jug into
a fleshlight vagina.
Okay, before the sex talk, can we go back to Chance the Rapper for a second?
Yeah.
Did you guys listen to his album?
No, I absolutely did not yet. I was on the road, but I want to hear it.
It was 22 songs or 24 songs.
So you listened to it?
I didn't even click on it yet.
24
songs?
I just
songs?
Saw like the lash back from Twitter.
081393.
I saw a lot of people hating on it on what, Yuri, what do you need? I saw tons of hate for it on Twitter. I was away this week on a little journey, a little voyage.
We'll get into that.
This
to the
week?
Center of the earth. But you know what I really want to say right now before we really get too into this is I want to say that this shirt, the Black Market No Jumper collaboration that we were promoting in Dallas is now available at nojumper.com. It is a great way to support this podcast. We don't make that much money from advertisements or anything like that.
Yep.
But we do have merch, nojumper.com. You can also get yourself a kendama. Also, like, comment, and subscribe.
There we go.
Now I'm ready to continue the rest of the podcast.
Wait, also get this shirt
chilling.
From Cam Girl.
Also,
new merch coming soon. These are sold out, but new merch coming soon. I'm going to wear this every day for the rest of my life.
Yeah, there you go.
Get this,
also,
get
can
this
we
hat
put,
by Blasi.
Can I buy one of those?
She just
would
said
you?
They're sold out.
I will rock it.
She just said they're sold out.
I
sold
gave
out
you why? Merch before and you never wear it.
That's not true.
Very true.
I gave you a shirt. You wore it the day I gave it to you.
And then you threw it away.
No, but it's okay, though. At least you wore it.
Yeah.
I got a picture of you and Trippie Ware.
No, the,
see, there you go. Yeah, I remember that shirt.
Promo.
Good promo.
No, I remember one time you wore my Cam Girl choker.
Oh,
that's
God.
Cute.
That was good. I think
that
I sold
sus.
Like a couple.
That was super sus. So, did you guys do anything interesting over the weekend? I feel like that's one thing that I want to know.
Well, I know what you did.
You go
but
first,
me,
and then I'll go second.
No, you go first, because I'm thinking.
Okay, I shot a music video for. I shot a music video that was sponsored by the porn company or the chat website, ChatterBait.
Really?
Mm. Yeah, they sponsored it and paid me. And like,
they paid for, so they got a bunch of logos in the video and everything.
It's gonna be like.
What's the song called again?
You'll see it. I made a song about like
cam girls.
Yeah, about cam girl and like buying premium Snapchats and shit.
Is it going on WorldStar?
It's going on No Jumper.
Wow, nice. There we go.
Yeah.
Did you pay the fee?
ChatterBait, we're coming for the check.
Oh shit!
Sorry.
Wait, damn. Okay. Well, all right. Well,
maybe hit him with that last minute check,
man.
Or last minute invoice.
What's the name of that song again?
I'm gonna just call. I don't even know. I'm gonna call it Chat, I guess, because it's like
you don't have a name for the song yet.
I just made the song.
Hmm.
Well, to be honest, it was gonna be called Cash App because I say Cash App in the hook, but then they weren't down for that.
This podcast is not sponsored by Cash App.
Exactly.
Or and all, Snoop Dogg, really.
And also, they were like, "Nigga, why the fuck would you like?" You know, they're like, "Oh, we're." We're not gonna pay you for a song.
So did you just get like a bunch of your Snapchat premium friends in it and shit?
Yeah, actually, for real.
Any hoes that I know?
Definitely. No, it was only two girls that were in it, and I don't think you know either of them.
Hey, I also just
they're too woke. They're too woke for you to know them.
Okay, good. I don't want to know them either. They probably smell bad. They probably got their pronouns in their bio. I also just want to say that me and Lena bought a house, so that's exciting.
Yay. But we talked about this last time.
But we haven't moved in yet, but we shot a scene with Riley Reed and her friend Abby in the house. That's actually like the
She sent me that on Twitter.
Really?
She copied the link.
I think I saw the thing where it's like Adam 22 gets robbed at gunpoint 3 times this year.
Yeah, because they filmed that corny ass scene where they're pointing their guns up at me like, give me the dick. Yeah, give me the dick.
Yo, chill out.
I'm sure that's exactly what they sounded like.
They did. Jesus Riley was it was Riley's idea.
Did she say the N-word too? Like, give me that.
Beat it up. Beat it up. Beat it up. Throw it to you.
Hand off the N-word.
He wouldn't even say it.
Because it was... Nah, she lucky got off on that song, though. I'm not even going
to lie. Bro, you should do a YouTube... That should be your YouTube debut, is reacting to Riley Reed's N-word song.
That's honestly not a bad idea. Yuri, you want to film it?
I'm down. What's your code to your
phone? 0 You should actually do a remake. A remix.
Yo, I mean, well, you think she'll actually get on it if it's fire?
I don't know.
Doesn't she like, regret that song or something?
I mean, she doesn't act that regretful about it, but I feel like she regretted it
on the internet.
She might be regretful enough to not do a remix with House Phone. But
someone's smoking weed.
I feel like it would be.
Yeah, fun. It's Donnie. Donnie's smoking big kush. He was.
But he's in the back
it.
Though, so it's okay.
It's fine.
I just noticed that your earrings are Dior right now. I thought it was just an R.
Those are Dior.
Are they real Dior?
Look how cute that is. Yes. Wow.
Christian Dior.
That's
car.
What did I do this weekend?
Yeah, talk about it.
I didn't sleep.
Wow.
Much because I'm
Adderall
because I'm practicing for my hard summer set.
Oh yeah. Next weekend.
I'm playing Hard Summer.
You're taking Adderall to prepare for a DJ
set? Oh, my
set?
God. Yes. Did you text me that video?
I take my job very seriously.
I had no idea it was that serious.
What do you mean?
It's very serious for me.
You're just talking to people who are off camera.
I'm sorry.
What the fuck?
Wait,
that was so loud.
Wait, what do you mean you didn't think it was that serious? It's like one of the biggest festivals.
Yeah.
What do you do when you practice for a DJ set?
Making sure everything sounds perfect, making sure the right songs.
Listen, I've never been a DJ, so I don't know.
Yeah, you wouldn't
but like,
know.
It's just like,
you wouldn't know my life.
It's just like if you had to go to, if you were like a rapper or something, you had to go to the show, you would have to like do
you
a
have to like
set
practice.
Rehearsal.
Do you have to do that?
I mean rappers
in your
usually
room,
don't.
You sort of look in the mirror and just like,
imagine if you're Beyonce. It's like you're you know.
When I did that show, like my show last summer.
You practiced.
I did like because it was like my first time doing like a full like hour set. So I'm like, you got to like make sure the songs flow together.
What did you do for an hour? Did you play Gummo? Like Camo, you come
no,
up
no,
to a bunch
he
of hits.
He performed his own songs.
I performed my own
for
song.
An hour.
Yeah, I got.
It was a long
set. That's a long set.
Yeah, because it was like my show.
And
I know.
You know how many times Houseman likes a mosh pit? So it's like an hour of mosh pit.
I was so tired.
I bet you were. You're not cut out for an hour.
I know. I'm not.
An hour is a really long time.
For anyone,
I did it though.
For someone with like a huge catalog, an hour is still fucking.
But guess what? I did it, and they returned the whole time, and the show was sold out. So suck my dick.
Yeah, good job. I was proud of you. Well, I DJed
that. That was also last summer, so I need to do that again.
I didn't practice for that one. Sorry.
I don't give a fuck.
You didn't practice.
Not for that one.
Yeah. You don't give a shit about him, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, it's hard summer. You should definitely practice. What the fuck?
I know. I'm excited. Don't...
Hard summer. What time are you playing? Like 11:30 in the morning?
Suck my dick, you fucking asshole. You don't know my life.
I'm sorry.
Playing at a late 2 p.m.
Oh, there you go.
No, that's
you got to work your way up the roster.
I'm totally fine with that. I'm grateful
First
to
of all,
even be on it. And it's compared to what you said, 11:30 a.m. It sounds way better.
Yeah, play next to Diplo or something. They got to be like on there. Just everybody come watch my set. Come on, I'm gonna throw Molly into the crowd.
Yo, you should,
totally.
Man.
I should.
I walked into Urban Outfitters and they have like a hard summer section. And
you
your name is on
pit?
A shirt.
Shut
really?
Up.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna go buy it.
Urban Outfitters across the street.
I'm at Urban Outfitters.
It's fire. Can you tell Yuri to come in? Okay. Anyway, your name is on a shirt in Urban Outfitters for a hard summer, and it's fire.
Wow. I wonder if they asked me if they could use my name and likeness.
You need some bread from that though.
That's big for No Jumper. The Cam Girl's got her name on the back of the Urban Outfitters shirt. Maybe one day it'll be a No Jumper shirt at Urban Outfitters. As for now, they're available on nojumper.com. Black Market collab available now.
All right, now I guess we'll ask what the
quick
fuck
question.
Is...
Can we put a cute filter on this video just so we can look cuter or no?
I don't think OBS has the dog filter, I'm going to be honest with you.
I don't need a dog filter, just like
I think
you
look pretty good, to be honest.
You know, a cute one.
For me,
your
I think
highlight
the dog,
was popping, though.
I would want the dog filter more than anything else.
Because you're a dog.
I'm a dog.
Bitch, you a dog and your homegirl, too.
Yep, that would...
Wait, you can't sing songs because it'll get demonetized.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Make sure not to.
But in reality, I think you have to be like a massive channel. Yeah, for that to actually start happening. But still, it's a scary state of affairs to think that you couldn't be like,
I couldn't just
many men.
Bro,
boom.
Yeah, the whole video taken down.
For the whole video. Just by like humming like a few bars or whatever. You don't even
this
have to get
you
super
can't even
into
talk
it.
At that point.
I know, it's crazy. That's scary shit right there.
Doesn't shit like that count towards like your streaming numbers or something shit like that too? Like if you...
On
if,
YouTube?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I heard something like that. That like weird shit like that counts as like a play.
I don't think so.
The play thing, it boggles my mind.
Yeah, like anything
the
counts
play
like a play.
Like equals what amount of sales? Like I don't.
What
understand.
Pisses me off is when I have a video on Twitter and it says it got like 300,000 views, and I know that like if someone's just scrolling through and they see the video playing for like 1 second, that counts as a view, and that's such bullshit.
How do you know that's how it's
how
broken
it,
down?
Yeah.
I've just read about what it takes to qualify. It might be longer than a second, but a lot of times, like on the Facebook view counts, those are so ridiculously inflated. And there's so many people out there thinking that they got like 80 million views on a Facebook clip, and in reality, they probably got like a million.
What's the thing for Instagram? Like, how many seconds do you have to watch for it to be a view?
The videos, I don't know. We could look it up and find out, though.
The videos on Instagram
like
are only a minute.
Though.
Yeah, honestly. The videos on Instagram are only a minute long anyway, so it's like...
It might be a quick Google. We might be able to figure it out.
I mean, honestly...
Yuri,
learn something for us. We don't want to have to learn. He's going to come in the room like what do I do?
I'm harmonious.
Don't touch my penis. We want you to find out how long... You're like Jamie on the Joe Rogan Show. We want you to find out how long a video has to play on Instagram for it to count as a view.
You know what I want to find out? Why the fuck do we have to talk about Joe Rogan every podcast?
I'm trying to try to
stop. You mean Joe Budden?
Yeah.
He's actually the same one.
Do you think he knows?
Are they the same?
You talking about him?
I don't know, but I know someone tweeted me saying, oh my God, Cam Girl's Parks Hive. And then they added him and I looked and Parks liked it. And I was like,
oh. Did he really? Oh my God.
That means they watch the show.
That's big for the culture.
Yeah. We should beef with them.
They're all in a circle watching this right now. They're watching it live right now.
Talking shit in the comments.
Shout out to them.
Joe Budden just in his fucking New Jersey mansion, just sitting poolside watching this on his phone.
Jersey mansions are pretty nice. Jersey is nice.
3 seconds.
Three seconds.
That's it?
You watch 3 seconds, even if it's a minute long. See, exactly. Like, you know,
short.
I feel it because on one hand, it's going to make your view count look pretty good and everything. But like, what are you really getting in
that makes
3 seconds?
Damn, that makes me sad that like, even if my shit doesn't do that many numbers, it's actually niggas only watching.
It's even less than that, yeah.
Niggas is only watching 3 seconds and keep
also,
scrolling.
Also, shout out to the 800 people watching.
800. We got 800 right now. We're going to have more soon, too. And also, shit, Yuri, can you tweet it, too?
Also, what?
Do you know how to tweet?
Oh, I've never tweeted before.
Also, what idiot did this fucking title?
What title?
Probably Yuri.
The No Jumper Show.
Why would you make me come G? Like, you fucking
Wait,
idiot. Whoever did
I
this.
I did that.
Let me see.
Oh,
what's
sorry.
Wrong?
You make me look like I'm like, I'm
I just,
wanted.
I wanted to make sure that we wouldn't get demonetized.
Come G?
I was just thinking that.
I look ridiculous.
Come is weird and girl is weird. And Cam is.
We could just make
I'm just
Cam.
Scared to put Cam Girl in the title.
You change my name.
Cum girl. Like tub girl.
From now on, actually, in this, I'm going to make it C4M or something like that. Or G.
That's
one
smart.
RL.
That is smart.
Something
not
like
C4M. Well, in normal person world, being called cam girl is, there's nothing offensive about that, and everybody would be able to think like, oh, it's cute, she's a DJ, cam girl, she's not really a cam girl, ha ha ha. On YouTube,
yeah,
the moral police, they don't give a shit.
They just hate women, that's why.
I don't understand.
They really do. I mean, they're terrible.
It's just turning into a place where you can't really do anything. It no fun. Like.
Suffocation. But that's no breathing.
That's why Nelk is so fire, because they just do whatever the fuck they want and they just make hella money off of the merch.
Yeah, yeah. I guess you just
almost had their page deleted so many times.
Really?
Though.
Why?
Sometimes sometimes I'll have a porn star interview or whatever that is not monetized at all, but it will still get like over 1 million views, which is honestly amazing, because that means people are going like really out of their way to get their hands on that content. It kind of blows me away.
Okay, so then take that and then take like the comment section of people being like, we fucking, these worthless thoughts, what are you doing interviewing these thoughts?
They want to seek it out, and then they hate on it once they find it.
I think they like doing that.
Which I
they
get.
They find pleasure from that.
Yeah, I mean, if you really, really, like, there's definitely people that I've gone down that hole. Like, I remember I watched a ton of Fousey vlogs when I found out about it, and it definitely wasn't because I liked him. It was because I was just like, how the fuck is this popular? This guy's such a dick.
You talking about back in the day or recently?
No, back in the day when I first found out about it, I was just like, how the fuck is this shit popular? This guy's such a twat. And that made me interested enough to watch it to extreme lengths, you know? Like,
you know what I just realized?
What?
Mm. The anniversary. Fousey? No, the anniversary of his thing. It just passed. Wow. Yeah. What was it, July 18th or
15th?
15th.
Oh, my God.
You remember the date?
One of the greatest things that has ever happened in the history of this podcast was that day. I wish that I could have harnessed that energy and just held on to that. Of just constantly having different YouTubers just coming in here just nonstop.
That was great.
That was beautiful. You couldn't have planned that in 1 million years. Also, speaking of things you couldn't have planned in 1 million years, you guys want to hear about my weekend?
Yes.
Okay.
Your shit's gonna take up the most time, so let's go.
Well, we did a whole bunch of stupid shit. So, okay, first off, I got booked for a show in Dallas. I was paid to do the show. They told me, they said, it's a Future and Juice World show. They said, how much you want? I gave them a number. They said, okay. So I'm like, all right, cool. I'm bringing a filmer. I'm bringing Jason. We did a pop-up shop at Black Market, again, nojumper.com. You can get the shirt, Black Market collab that we did. Karayuki.
Mm. Oh, shout out. Wait,
he's cool.
He lives, he flew out for that?
He's been like couch surfing out here and shit, I guess.
No, he's fire. I fucking love that dude. Shout out Denied Approval.
Denied Approval. Please, if you want to have a good time after this, go search Denied Approval on YouTube and watch some of his uploads. He's got some good
stuff.
That's
his shit.
That's his channel now.
It's really fucking fire, honestly. Yeah. It's funny. It's fun.
He tries to sneak into shows and stuff.
Not tries, he successfully sneaks into shows and films them and shit.
He filmed it, and actually the first day was just a meet and greet, but he filmed the fuck out of it and actually made it like a super dope vlog, so I was pretty stoked on that. And then the second day was the actual show, and it was kind of a complete and total dud. Like, they sold 7,000 tickets out of like 20,000 or like 15,000 or something like that. Yeah. So the venue was like not at all full. And it was kind of billed as like a fest, but in reality, it was like
big show.
Future, Juice WRLD, Yella Beezy, MO3, Tay Money, 10K, Splurge.
Splurge was there too. Fuck.
Yeah, but maybe like a couple other ones that were like sort of relevant, but it was just like not that many.
Yeah.
People. Who's
MO3? I've seen this.
He's from, that's the thing I'm talking about.
Is it just Mo?
He's from Dallas, and he apparently has beef with Yella Beezy that's like hella serious.
Yeah.
And MO3, he was listed on the lineup, and I guess he was added sort of towards the end. He shows up to get in, and apparently at some point it had been decided that he was not allowed to come in at all, and he either got like arrested or detained, and he was on Instagram Live during it, and then he went on his Instagram afterwards and like posted part of the video, and I think that the whole deal is that he's basically saying that Yella Beezy snitched on him and like told them not to let him in because of all this stuff. And I was talking to some people out there, and they told me that the whole thing with them two is like some real serious shit, that there's like crazy ass beef in Dallas.
I was watching
between
a
couple
of
different crews
from?
Yeah, they're both from Dallas, I believe.
I watched a video earlier where Yella Beezy just act like he didn't even had no idea who he was.
I saw that on Vlad,
which is really smart to do, to be honest.
I didn't see the clip of what MO3 said on Vlad about Yella Beezy, but I do know that MO3 is supposed to be coming out like this week or next week to do the interview. So I guess we're going to get to learn a little bit more. I don't want to piss Yella Beezy off. We're cool.
You think he's going to give you the same treatment that Yella Beezy gave Vlad? Like, I don't know who you're talking about.
No, because MO3 is like the smaller artist, so I feel like it's more advantageous for him to like come out and like say a bunch of crazy shit.
I'm not gonna say what I heard, but I heard some shit. But I'm not gonna say.
MO3 is I heard stuff about all kinds of violence and stuff that I shall not repeat. But I guess if you did your Googles on YouTube, you could probably find a bunch of fan theories.
So you show do up your to Googles. This fucking supposedly supposed to be a 20,000 person festival, and you're MO3, and you get there, and the promoter's like, you can't come in.
Right? Yeah.
They and probably then already paid him.
He got like detained and stuff. But yo, this shit was like a fucking police hive. Like, really? It was crazy. There were so many cops everywhere, and the show was so not that lit. Oh, I did meet two famous dwarves.
Oh, the Turner twins, or the tiny twins.
Left cheek and right cheek.
The tiny twins.
Left cheek and right cheek. Those are their rap names. Those are their names or whatever. And they rap. They have a video.
Yeah. Is that the rappers from that one viral Twitter video?
Yes. Yeah. Because they came up to me right away, like, you posted us. And I was like, what? And then like, I realized that was on the No Jumper one. And I'm like, oh, okay. And they said that they are going to come here and they are going to do a podcast.
Can I please be here for
them? Yes. I wonder if they're
thotty. I want to take a picture with them.
Because
they're on that show, The Little Women Atlanta.
It's Atlanta? I thought it was Dallas.
Atlanta.
Are you trying to do a Snapchat show with them?
I mean, I would.
Yo, that would be so
I can't fire. Lie.
You should do another version of like, give me your penis.
Them? No, I would definitely hook up with them. No, but I think right cheek is the one for me.
Okay.
I want to look him up.
Because, okay, honestly, I was on.
Would you crack?
I was looking at their Instagrams, and right cheek has like 30K more. And I think might be, and right cheek had DM'd me and followed me, and left cheek did not.
Wait, which one do you want again? Right cheek.
I think right cheek is the better one, to be totally honest. Yeah, Lena, don't take offense to this, honestly. But everybody at home, go do your Googles, search left cheek, right cheek. We posted them on the No Jumper.
Would you pipe without Lena being there?
I don't know. If she gave me her blessing, yeah, sure.
Damn.
I would love that. That would be great for the community. I feel like I haven't fucked a dwarf, and I think that's kind of messed up.
I feel like I feel like that's something I'm trying to scratch off my list.
You never did a dwarf?
Nah. I mean, like...
That's on your bucket list?
Most of my bitches are really short anyway, so it's okay.
Can I ask you this? What's the most obese woman you've ever penetrated?
I don't know. I can't answer that.
You never went, like, morbid?
What about you?
I've gone morbid.
You've like, done morbid.
Like immobile?
Like she can't like she has to ride like those car things.
No, like they have to airlift her with a helicopter to get her out of her house in the morning.
To get her out the house in the morning?
I was young, honestly, and I had a friend who just like invited some girl over the house and off the internet, and she ended up being so fat. And actually, before we basically gangbanged her, I was like...
Gangbanged.
I was like 21. But yeah, we all...
That's not an excuse.
No, but we all took turns fucking her. But the crazy thing, I just remember before we started to hook up with her, I was like, she goes, I only have two rules. No kids and no animals.
What?
And I remember just saying like... Do you see any kids or animals here? Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Like, so, no, basically, that was her way of being like...
Did you pay her?
No. She was so fat. I don't know what the fuck we were thinking, bro.
That was her way of being like, do whatever the fuck you want to me, basically. Whoa.
Dude, yeah, I mean, I guess maybe she was joking, but I was really weirded out as a young man. I was like, an animal? Like, do you think that we're just going to start bringing animals in? Like
bringing in a whole stable?
And I mean, you walk in a house, you can tell if there's an animal that lives there. It probably didn't smell that good, but there wasn't like a dog or anything, dude.
Like, what if you would have just opened up the door and just brought out a fucking baby goat? Like, she would have been down.
I don't think she would have been able to turn it down. I think she would have said... Okay. Yep. Yeah. Let's go. Time. Billy like, goat. Let's go.
Like you bring in your 5-year old nephew and a goat.
Oh my god.
She's dead.
Anyway, so the show. Yeah, we get in there.
Jeez.
I saw Splurge. Also, you're disgusting. I hope that you're the rest of the middle of this podcast.
Splurge is the best rapper, and Splurge literally created the style of all
that
these.
Everyone has stolen.
Yes, they Splurge all stole. Is the best. So Splurge is
Splurge is amazing. 10K came out. That was shout good. Tame Money came out. At that point, we were already like backstage trying to get people to film with us. Juice WRLD showed up. That we hung out with Juice WRLD, went and saw his set. Didn't even stick around to see Future.
I was going
to
say, did Future even perform?
He did, but we did not stick around to see it because
of
that point.
Is it because he didn't say hi to you?
No, it was not because of that. It was because, honestly, the fucking promoter, who, keep in mind, paid me to be there, still didn't have it together enough to even have passes. Wow. So I didn't have credentials. So at one point, like, when Juice WRLD is getting off stage, me and fucking Carrie and Jason, we are all walking, like, with Juice WRLD to get in, and we didn't have fucking credentials to flash, right? Mm-hmm. So they fucking trip out on us, and, like, the cops, ugh, like, storm the fucking dressing room just because me and fucking Jason didn't have credentials. Jesus but Christ. At that point, like, Juice WRLD had to leave like immediately after the show anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was like, all right, fuck this. I already, like, I feel like I didn't even have to go, and the dude who paid me to go probably wouldn't even have given a shit because the show was such an L in the first place. Yeah, it was a dud.
You know what's crazy,
it's
though?
So weird. So where were you hanging out? Like, just backstage without your credentials?
Yeah, I mean, it was all right for a little while, but then after a while, the cops started to be all
like, oh, this nigga ain't got no wristbands? Nah.
It was so stupid, dude. It was just
out of here.
I mean, it would have been cool if they actually sold, like, the amount of tickets that they probably should have sold, but I don't know what he was charging. I'm guessing that he charged too much.
I was going to say, like just at a different perspective, like, 7,000 tickets is a lot. That's a lot of people, but...
But not for this venue.
But not for if you're trying to get 20.
I wonder what you do in that case. Like, when you just see that tickets aren't selling, like, I mean, I guess it's too late to get a different fucking venue.
To, like, downsize?
It's the biggest nightmare as a promoter, because what the fuck can you do besides start selling tickets at a discount?
At that point, I think I would just start giving out free tickets, or, like, giving out $5 tickets. I mean,
look, at that point,
I don't know.
I mean, I feel like step one... You should aim for the stars always, but my nigga, the fucking Dallas Stadium first go. This is probably his person's first show.
That's what he was kind of getting at, is that he was telling us that he, like, had not booked a ton of shows before, so it felt like this was a huge step up. Which I feel like if you're gonna do that,
you gotta downsize,
pick something that you can sell out
easily. Yeah,
because it's better for you as a promoter to have, like, people wanting to get in and not being able to get tickets, and fucking 7,000 people in a 20,000 person arena.
Yeah, it seems like it was kind of a stretch.
Speaking of that, Day in Vegas coming up in September.
And we'll Hard Festival.
That's
hard,
next week.
Hard as a rock.
Hard as a Rock Festival. Kim performing Sunday.
Kim performing at 11:30 a.m.
Shut the fuck up. At 2 p.m., be there.
I'll be performing at 10:30 a.m.
You're going to be performing at
Hard Summer?
8 a.m.
You're going to be performing at the Motel 6.
Yes.
Hey, but can I tell you what I did then, too?
What the fuck is up, Denny's?
I'm standing on the table and just rock out.
Have you seen that video of the rock band performing in Denny's?
No,
that
happens.
Denny's.
Oh, my God, it's so funny.
I thought you said Diddy. I was what?
At Diddy's.
Oh, my God. You never seen that video?
No.
I'll show you. It's super funny.
I've seen the video of, what's his name, with the green hair lighting a blunt at
Lettuce
at
by IHop. The Pound.
At Lettuce by the Pound. There you
Lettuce
go.
Lettuce by the fucking pound.
Who also produces for Compton AD.
Please don't shout out that dude.
You don't like him?
I don't know that. I don't say that I don't like him, but, like,
you just don't want him to take your clout.
He was dating what's her name for? Who? Oh God, never mind.
Who?
I don't care.
You already revealed too much. We already opened Pandora's box.
I don't know who he was dating. Now I gotta find out.
Don't matter. Let's
go. Anyways, I heard that Lettuce by the Pound's beats are actually kind of cool.
Well, I mean, he produces for some, like, pretty legit people, so I don't, like, listen. I can't listen to beats and decide what are the good beats and what are the bad beats.
Yeah, you have to hear a rapper.
Yes, you can. You can hear a fucking terrible beat.
You are a rapper? Yeah, a terrible beat, sure, but, like, fucking...
Same.
When it comes to, like that too. When people, like, come up to me and they're like, yo, I got fire beats, like, listen to my beats. I'm thinking, like, bro, I don't know anything about these things. Like, I have nothing to offer.
So you telling me right now, if you heard a good ass beat, you wouldn't be like, damn, this is it.
Yeah, but it's usually in the context of it being, like, a good song, you know? I don't feel like because I've been in the studio before where, like, somebody started playing whack beats, and then my friends, like, who are the rappers, were all like, this is trash, and I didn't really
think that it was trash.
It was trash because I don't really know shit.
Yeah, because a beat is just a beat until there's, like, a rapper on it. So I see your point, but I mean, I see your point too, where it's like, if it's bad, you can fucking tell.
Like if it's somewhere in the middle, then it's kind of just like, like, it depends on the rapper that could make it better.
Yeah.
But my other thing too is that it's just, I have a lot going on, and I really don't want to have to, like,
analyze,
show beats to fucking rappers and stuff. It's just something I'm really not going to do.
Why would that even, why would someone even approach you for that though? That's
because
stupid.
People are stupid and they just don't think before they say shit.
Kim, what's like the most random, like, thing that someone has approached you about, like, to do or offer or
fly
whatever?
Out Dubai.
A random one I could think of is, when they think I'm going to hang out with them after the show or something. Oh, no. In London, one of the fans after the show was like, oh, so, like, where are you guys going to go? And he was basically telling me that he didn't have anywhere to stay that night. And he was, like, asking us where we're staying. I was like, What?
I just got one of those like the other day in my DMs. Like, hey, I just bought a ticket to LA and it's non-refundable. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like.
But some people feel like that makes sense because, like, to them, they think, and I've been part, like, when I think about the BMX scene that I was a part of, it was so normal to just let homies sleep on your couch and shit.
That's way different. That's
a homie, kind of, or like a friend of a friend.
Yeah, that's way different. But on
some level of, like, really low key, like, underground rap scenes, I'm sure it's not that out of the ordinary for somebody to be like, yeah, you can stay with me.
But some dude I've never talked to before, that never DM'd me before, that doesn't even follow me. Just DM me. It's like, yo.
So he has to follow you, and you, let him stay at your house.
In the Instagram age, but you were trying to get some bro top, so that's different.
That's different.
You were just trying to fuck a man.
No.
Speaking of bro top, did you listen to Tyler the Creator's freestyle?
I didn't get to the freestyle. I watched like the whole
fire transition.
It was so weird because it really seemed like flex. It was just such an odd conversation for them to be having. I started thinking probably throw. I'm like, I wish I got this interview. I'm gonna be honest. I'm jealous right now. I feel like I would have a really good hour long conversation with Tyler. Flex.
Talking about sucking dick.
If he wants to talk about sucking my dick, we can talk about sucking my dick.
So you have experience with that?
Not with him. Hmm. I've gotten head before. Can I talk about Jake Paul and Tana's wedding as well?
Sure.
Yeah.
Would you let Tyler? Would you let Tyler top you off if you?
I feel like you would.
No.
You have a sweet spot for rappers.
Not.
Sensitive.
No, I don't even listen to him like that.
Honestly, it was just funny that he was just he wasn't even really trolling him. He was just literally just being him.
Yeah.
And like,
is like trolling.
Yeah, but like Flex didn't really know how to navigate it, which was really funny.
Wait, but I didn't see it, but did he say some gay ass shit about Flex in the freestyle part?
You gotta go watch it, yeah.
I gotta watch it.
I don't think he said it about him. I like, it wasn't about it briefly, just about dudes.
Me and Flex were gonna look at some men for butt sex.
Really?
it was funny. It was actually hella funny.
Flex is like the most homophobic, like anti fucking gay stuff guy. See,
but
look, ever.
That's what Tyler was saying, that he thought he was like not gonna be cool at all, but like he was actually hella chill and just like kind of.
He didn't yell at him.
I know. Yeah, he just kept saying that Flex was cool and like I thought you were gonna be a dick and you're cool and stuff. I was just watching it thinking like, Tyler, I don't know what you think of me, but you might think I'm kind of a dick, but I swear I'm cool. Like, you could give me an interview. Like, just let me talk to you on camera. It would be good.
I just want you to talk to Casey Veggies.
Or even off camera.
I don't know.
You should just go hang out in front of his store.
That's what I'm saying. Golf.
I feel like he's too woke and like black power for you now. Like, he's probably like, I'm not about to like fuck with this white man on this platform.
Right, anymore. The white thing is definitely not in my favor. But I feel like in general, like we both have really immature senses of humor. We're both really into music. I definitely think we could play music, show each other music. I would be showing him some like underground rappers that he might not know about, and he's gonna be showing me some like jazz band from the 70s that he thinks is tight that Jaden put him on or something. I think it could work.
I mean, I'm not shooting it down, but I don't know.
Oh, because you're gang for some potty train. Your Odd Future is from the ground.
Gang potty train.
That's FBG Duck. He said
yeah,
that.
Of course.
I don't know. Cam Girl knows about that.
I have not talked to any of those niggas in years. God. Them niggas be act, bro. This nigga Taco acted like he didn't even know what I was talking about when I seen him last time. I was like, oh,
why? Because you were like, I know you from back in the day.
Yeah, literally.
It'd be like that though, because realistically, like
I don't be like that though.
You knew
like,
him too well for that.
No, like I said the specific skate park that we used to hang out, and he was like, oh, I've never been there, and I was like, you're trolling me right now. Fuck you.
When did this happen?
I don't know. I was like, I was working at Santa Monica still, so this was like 2014.
Right.
Mm, when you fought Hampton Brandon.
You fought Hampton Brandon?
They almost. They got in a fight on live stream.
On his live stream?
Yeah.
Hampton Brandon beat him up. This.
I didn't even know about it.
He beat your ass.
You got me fucked up.
Why not? There's probably a ton of Hampton Brandon fans in the chat. Like they fuck with him. 10 toes down.
No, I fuck with him too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, he's funny. He's fun.
Remember when you got hit by that car?
That was me chasing him. That was me chasing him. That's why he got hit by the car.
That's one of the funniest clips in the history of
Black Mass. When was that? And how did he not like get hurt?
Probably about a year
ago. He honestly rolled off the hood. He didn't even like.
I think he was fine. But the way it hit him, that he did a handstand on the car was just so epic.
I'm itching to smoke this.
That's why he hated me too, because
you posted that
because
video?
We. Watched that on live stream and we were dying laughing.
It's funny.
Why would you hate anybody who like watched it?
It's like when you see someone fall, you can't help but laugh. But it's like that's like a.
If you're famous, you just have to accept that people are gonna laugh when bad shit happens to you, and that you just gotta like look at it as if you were not yourself and just be like, okay,
you just have to roll with the punches.
It's funny, whatever.
Bro, especially when you're literally going around and tormenting people and starting fights and trying to fight me at my job.
I was like, he tried to fire you at your job.
No,
why?
No, I don't. That's not what happened. I don't even remember. He DM'd me and told me that, hey, you remember we got into it in Santa Monica? I'm like, nigga, what?
Whoa.
Really?
He said that to me on Twitter before my Twitter got deleted.
I just remember and when
that,
he...
But when he said it, though, I was like, oh, that was that him.
Hampton Brandon is a more valid crip than you.
I'm so offended.
When he came to do his interview...
for the gang.
Bape Ape was first, and then he was telling all his friends, yo, bro, that's the guy that beats up kids in front of Supreme.
Yeah.
I mean...
He did.
I know, but the way that he was just saying it, it was really? Just like... He would not be saying that in front of Bape Ape.
Yeah, of course.
Why are you calling him Bape Ape?
Ape Bape.
YM Bape.
Oh, YM Bape.
Is what I would always call him,
oh,
right?
Oh, I thought his name is Bape name. Ape.
Dude, whoa. You know, one time I was leaving the studio. Like, we were in Atlanta, and we were Shoreline in the studio, and we left.
Which, that song still never came out yet. What's the one with them and Lil Yachty? What the fuck?
Oh, yeah, that did never come out. I wonder if it'll be on the album. It might be.
I hope so.
Either way.
Didn't they record, like, 3 years ago?
I'm a Shoreline.
That was, like, a year ago. Pouring four lines. Yeah, there you go. So I'm leaving in an Uber, and I tell the Uber driver to stop at the gas station. I'm all leaned out. I'm like, and fucking we pull up, and there's just a big ass mob of like 20 fucking big ass black dudes, and I get out and they're all black. Staring at me, and the Uber driver just goes to me, he's like, are you sure this is gonna be okay? And I'm like not paying attention because I'm looking at my phone and shit, and for a second I'm just like, oh shit, because they're all fucking looking at me, and this is just a random ass gas station in Atlanta. And then my fucking fucked up mind realizes that one of them is Wyatt Bape, and he's like, Adam, my dude, how you doing?
Adam, my dude.
And then I was happy.
My dude.
That was good. Dude, you know, I saw some, like, really weird, subtle racism when I was in Dallas. Like,
I thought you were going to say the Jana.
Okay, I'm on the elevator. The Jana. There's, like, yeah, there's some subtle racism there, too. But, okay, and I'm not someone who, like, calls shit racist all the time, but this was fucking weird to me in Dallas. Okay, so... There's like a family of like three or four like older black people on the fucking elevator. I'm the only one who's white or not part of their family on this elevator. Okay. And then these like three white people get in, and they're sort of like drinking and stuff, but they're like older too. And like she just like the white woman just says some entitled ass shit about the black people not moving fast enough, and fucking whoa. It was like awkward as fuck. And all the black family are all sort of just like looking at each other, just like clearly thinking like this racist ass.
Wait, what?
Bitch.
Wait. So she gets on the elevator and kind
and
of was like
the white lady. Move? She's like the white lady's like, can you guys scoot in? No. Like, she said it like that because they didn't move fast enough. Like she fucking was being like super snarky and weird.
Like they needed to fucking just like
run away.
Yes, and she just said it in this way that just made her sound so entitled. And like in that moment, because you know I have not really like spent that much time down south. In that moment, I just like was like, whoa,
you felt it.
This is like Texas down south, like, you know, because it wasn't super, super in your face, but it was just this white bitch just saying this fucking snobby
little
thing.
It's just like, I don't really want to stand next to you, nigger.
I mean, she didn't go there, but she, you know, it was sort of implied.
Without saying that.
But then what was funny is that because the whole black family is like looking at each other, and I'm the only fucking outsider in this weird ass situation. And then like, as the black people are like looking at each other, they start looking at me too. And then like, we almost all, like, we're all kind of like snickering. Because it was just funny because like they're snickering. Thinking like, haha, like you're clearly laughing at the same thing we're laughing at. Yeah. And it was so strange. And I was like,
gonna say you should have looked at the
elevator ride.
It felt like an eternity. There was all kinds of subtext. There was elephants in the room.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that honestly happens a lot. Not to people telling me to move out the way, but just like people
subtle
just
subtle little shit. Like,
yeah, people just like getting all the way the fuck far away from you.
Yeah. It was just weird because it was like older people, and it just felt like Jesus Christ. Like y'all should be.
Yeah, I mean,
should be more
I don't know if
this
is rape. No. This was a subtle racism, or if this lady is just fucking insane. But there's this store here. I'm not gonna name it, with like that sells jewelry and shit. And I went here went there with Chapo and Sleilani. Hey.
Wait, you were there when they did someone call them the N-word or something?
No, they didn't call them the N-word. But as soon as we walked in, the lady like took one look at us. She's like, I'm closing the shop. And I was like, excuse me?
I'm just wondering if this is the same lady that remember when Jaden...
We were trying to figure it out. I don't think it's that one.
Because that one lady has gone through hell and back dealing with Melrose kids. And I've just always heard about it. Not that that would make that okay.
It's that job. Is it the one?
It might have been, yeah.
I don't know.
I'm going to look for it.
Elijah and them were going so hard on them.
Oh my God, remember that? I mean, that was one of those situations where somebody was saying that something racist happened, and I was very, like, knowing everyone involved, I was like, I really don't know if I believe this lady actually said that, bro.
No, but look, this is the thing, though. It's like, honestly, I know them to where I'm like, why would they just have spazzed out and beat up this lady for no reason?
Because they got caught stealing or some shit, right?
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, they're trying to steal.
I mean, nobody at home knows what the fuck we're talking about.
Exactly.
Anyways, finish your weekend so we can move on to the topics that I prepared.
Okay, so then Sunday morning, I wake up and I go to Vegas, and me and Lena link up and we go to the
Dallas
wedding. Yeah, so I fly
you leave Dallas
to Vegas. And
with was Lena with you in Dallas?
Met up with Lena because Lena had gone on the private plane with Jake Paul and Tana and various other influencers.
Wow.
Why did I see Suave there?
Suave was there with Lil Mosey.
Was Lil Mosey good friends with Jake Paul or some shit?
I don't know, but he did get on the plane. So I don't know. At least he was down for some clout to go out to Vegas and have some fun. I guess he probably didn't have anything going on for a couple days there. I don't know.
XXL freshmen have nothing else going on besides to go to.
I mean, Lil Mosey, Team 10, who knows? Maybe the label like told him like this would be a good look, or his manager or something. I mean, realistically, it is a good look.
I mean, yeah.
You know, getting some MTV shit or something.
Get some views.
I'm going to be honest, I don't really feel like I was filmed in anything that is going to be on MTV at all.
You're sad?
So wait, no. Their wedding is based around a show, or the show is based around the wedding?
Tana has an MTV show, and pretty much everybody seems convinced that, I mean, I'm not going to act like I know for sure, even though I do know for sure that it's total bullshit. And Jake Paul and Tana are definitely not even like dating, never mind married or in love.
But let's pretend.
Also, it seems like that fight was definitely fake that happened at the thing, too. That shit was definitely fake.
It's just crazy because there's not two people that are more perfect for each other.
Yeah, exactly. You know, just like
white
white mediocrity.
Not even celebrity, but like two people that are just obsessed
with themselves
and fame. So that's why
why they can never be in love, because they're both. Well, actually, no, that makes perfect sense.
No, that makes perfect sense for them to be in love with each other.
I mean, it's just an opportunity to just be on MTV and just.
What if they actually fall in love though?
I don't, honestly, when I see them around each other, I'm not buying it. It doesn't feel like there's anything.
I didn't even know that they were about to get married until this wedding.
Listen, I was getting drunk, and Jake Paul's mom, I was kind of kicking with her a little bit.
You about to fuck Jake Paul's mom?
I was going
to
say.
Absolutely not. But Pam is a nice lady. Pam's
sorry, Pam. Sorry.
But she.
Her name would be Pam.
Pam, and her fans are called Pamsters.
Oh, that's cute.
Damn,
that
wait. Cute? Does she have her own like YouTube and shit or something?
Yeah, she does.
Damn.
People fuck with her.
The whole family going up?
Yep. Apparently, allegedly.
I need to get my mom a fucking YouTube. If Cuff Boys can have his white mom do shit, like I need to have funny.
Oh, you 100%
funny
should.
Black mom.
I tried to do it with my mom, but she doesn't speak English, so it's kind of an issue.
My mom is hilarious too. Why
if your
do
mom
that?
Is funny, then I could definitely see it working. Like if you actually had like a good rapport with your mom,
bro. What,
dude? I and if we bring her around to festivals and shit, have her fucking interview.
But we need to VIP.
This is a good racism test though, because if Cuff Boys' mom is lit and she's white and your mom's not lit and she's black, then we could say like, damn,
that's
like
racist.
The people at home are fucked up. They think that they like this old white lady, but they don't like how.
Look, you know how I know this will work? Because my mom is so like turned off by like all curse words and fucking like raunchy shit. So I just show her like the raunchiest, craziest video. She's like, oh my god! Like,
I think it's a good idea. I wouldn't mind doing it with my mom, but my mom's kind of fragile. Like, I don't know if my mom would even know what to do with that. But anyway, Pamster was in the club with us until like 2:30 in the morning, and me and Lena left, and she didn't leave, so I don't even know.
Jeez.
And
damn.
I had taken a nap.
Lit.
I took a nap, and I still bailed out at like 2:30 in the morning. It's kind of
I forgot Vegas clubs close.
No, it's weird.
Oh, yeah, I forgot Vegas doesn't close.
Well, it's weird going to the club, and it was like this giant like outdoor pool party type club, but then they like bring us off. It was chaos. And then
chaotic.
Cart you up to this like super, super mega like cool VIP section or whatever, like Logan Paul's whole gang.
No.
And I'm just in there just ganged up, just low gang till they ain't no things. And basically, it's weird because you're just away from all the hoes and like all the random fans and stuff. It's like you're so isolated from everything.
It's like,
it's
why am I
weird?
Here?
But it's kind of good because I don't have to like be taking bad photos.
Was
and
everyone,
shit,
everyone doing blow back there? And
I did not see anyone do blow. Actually, I would have definitely stayed out later than 2:30 if I ran into some blow. I'm gonna be honest
with
you.
Pam.
I was susceptible. I don't know that Pam was
you and
was
you and Pam
Pam
off the pack.
Turning up.
If me and Pam did get off the pack, I would be happy as fuck.
You would
be
crazy if you just came home with a big low gang tattoo right here.
Just thought that would be a good way to go viral.
Or just join the gang.
If you came home with a private snap video with you, Lena, and Pam.
Oh, just leave Jake Paul's mom alone.
Yeah, hey, Jake Paul's going to try to fight me next.
Isn't the dad the lit one? It should have been Greg Paul. You, the dad, and Lena.
He's lit.
Wait, the dad got a YouTube too?
No, he's just like a wild man. Like, everybody knows him. Yeah, it's kind of controversial.
Do you remember the fucking Shane Dawson interview series? Bro, it was like, there's mostly highlighting how his dad's like psycho.
Hey,
or whatever.
Can I also just talk about the fact that Maude's son was dating the one Free Claremont twin. He's holding hands with her. I heard that they've been together for like a month.
In jail.
The other one is in jail, and Bella Thorne is mad as fuck.
Are they broken up?
They broke up, and then all of a sudden, Maude starts dating with the Claremont twin.
Bro, that's such a level up.
You think it is? Dude, that is the whitest bitch you could ever imagine to the blackest chick you could ever imagine.
Wait,
she's
what do you
mean
the blackest? Not blackest. He means more like the type that rappers like and shit like that.
She's lit. Like, Bella Thorne is like this super like weird like white girl with armpit hair and shit like that. Now he's with a Claremont twin. That's like a totally different ballpark. Maude's son.
Hey, honestly, I met him through you from when we did his podcast. I had no idea who he was.
He's actually really nice.
He's actually super tight. Yeah.
Super nice guy.
You guys used to beef it over a fucking porn star, bitch.
Yes, we did. I wonder what happened to her.
Who
is she?
I don't know.
Name.
I don't want to talk bad about her because she was very nice to me at certain times in my life.
Honestly,
we're cool.
Honestly, that's the homegirl. She's cool as fuck.
You know her too?
No, but I haven't talked to her in a long time. But
I feel like I know who it is.
Yeah.
Okay, anyways.
Whatever.
Shout out to her.
Anything
Yuri, don't
put
your glasses on the keyboard. What if you hit one of those keys, you fucking vagina? Huh?
You're
going to be very careful? Okay.
You're fired. You
fucking
don't
idiot.
Punch that, Yuri.
Okay. So are you done with your epic weekend story? Anything else you want to add? Before we move on?
I'm trying to think if anything else cool happened to that party. There was a fake fight. I saw.
It did look fake. Why'd they have to pick the person of color?
I know. Isn't that so bad? They had just some random guy. Like. Because, listen, if he actually...
Was he like Samoan?
I don't know what he was. But if he had actually grabbed her or thrown a drink on her or whatever during that moment, he would have got the dog shit beat out of him. Like, nothing happened. They, like, tapped him on the head a little bit. Yeah. And then they just, like, dragged him out. They said that you could hear the producers yelling, "Cue fight," as it happened. Also, as someone who was there, like... It would have been really hard for me to even get close to the part where they were actually getting married, never mind this random guy who was apparently able to just walk right up to it. It really does not seem like something that could have possibly happened. Anyway, what topics do you have
right now? Before we move on. So, like, the wedding was like a...
Was that a graffiti mansion? That's what it's called.
This
the
is awesome.
So it wasn't like a wedding where everyone has like seats. It's like, let's get as close as possible and point our phone kind of situation with like, it's a...
There was like a whole section where there was maybe like 50 chairs at most, but there was probably like 500 people at the party. So it was like, even during the part where they were actually getting married, allegedly, the most people were just like off drinking and hanging out. And
Was it they even weren't
a,
even trying
was
to
it
watch
even a real pastor? Like, what the fuck?
Allegedly, the dude that marries them in the thing is not
their friend or
he's
something?
Not, yeah, it's Jake's friend. I guess allegedly he's not able to.
It's
marry
just some
them.
Random dude from Vegas they just found on the street.
Can and you even talk about all this? They didn't make you sign an NDA?
No, to be honest, like, it feels like they're being pretty fast and loose with how bullshit it is. Like, Jake and Tana, I'm not even gonna like detail things, but there's definitely been things that like have been done that seem quite clear that this is not maybe as serious as...
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how long they're going to have to keep it up. I don't know at what point they're going to pretend to get divorced or some shit. Allegedly, they're going to Greece for like 2 weeks together.
Damn, what if...
Should be good fucking content for that TV show.
There you go.
What if Soulja Boy steals Tana from Jake and that's how they end their beef?
Why do you think that that's a possibility?
Because, like, I don't know.
What random.
What if Soulja Boy just drops a diss song tomorrow? Like, I fucked your bitch.
The reason why Jake Paul could never date... Or the reason why Soulja Boy can never date Tana is because Soulja Boy is all about Soulja Boy and Tana is 1,000% all about Tana and it's no way.
You don't
way.
Think Jake is all about Jake?
No, he is. And that's why they're not really dating. But like, facts. I'm saying like if Soulja Boy would never be able to have a bitch like her who's like all about her own shit. I just don't think it would work. Soulja Boy needs a rider.
A lot of rappers need like the, what we call it, the human phone charger.
And
remember
Tana
the girl that he brought?
A regular
Go
person.
Get my phone. Go get two cups of ice.
But
and
I think that was just
soda.
His assistant or some shit, right?
Nah, but that was probably his girl.
It's probably
his
like Dolja. His girl slash
That's how these
assistant.
Niggas... That's
it's
how
a
these
human
niggas,
phone charger.
Dolja.
Guys, we're 48 minutes in.
Guys, let's get into my amazing topics.
Yes, these shirts available at nojumper.com, Black Market Collab.
You texted me earlier and said you had no topics, so when did you come up with the topics?
Also, is this like going to be a reoccurring theme of me bringing the topics and you guys I literally
said that on the last podcast. It
was so annoying because he was like, you know what? I really like this like new process of like,
where
know,
I don't have to do anything and you come up with a bunch of topics.
I do fucking everything.
I'm not saying you do everything. I just feel like...
If this happens start cutting checks, you know who's getting the bigger percentage.
Okay, listen. Listen, just I will send you what I like my inputs, but I just like you introducing them and being like,
no,
oh, what
you,
do you
like
think?
Me doing everything. And I will you give like you nothing.
I will give you a brutal evaluation of your topics, your tops, as I will now call them.
Well, maybe next
I'll give you topics. I just like you. You're over here by yourself. You have the computer. You're like, okay, guys.
Well,
it's
as
topic
someone
time.
Said, I am the glue to this podcast.
Who the fuck said that?
Anyways, cat. First topic.
Everybody drop cap emojis.
Everyone shut the fuck up. All right. First topic is, which one should I pick? Oh. I like this one. Actually, I don't like this one, but Kodak Black.
Oh, that's perfect.
Did you see his freestyle?
I did not see it, but I heard about it. He said he was going to punch Young Miami in the stomach.
Okay,
is
wait.
Is she pregnant? She is, right?
She is pregnant.
Why would he say that?
Baby.
I don't get this. Wait.
Because they used to date.
He used to date Young Miami.
Yes, yeah. If you watch, like, I forget what music video it is, but she's, like, in the
she's
thing.
All
and
in
like
the video.
She's, like, at his, like, main chick in
well,
the video.
Southside, who is a gangster himself, is not happy about it. I saw a clip of him freaking out.
Why would you not freak out about a nigga?
Have you ever seen him freak out on Instagram? He's pretty fucking scary.
He's scary.
He freaks out a lot.
I don't think Kodak Black is scared of him, though. That's the thing.
Kodak Black doesn't seem scared of anything.
Kodak Black was talking shit about Nipsey after he died. He's talking shit to Nipsey's
wife. He drove into Canada with, like, an AK-47.
On accident, apparently.
Wait, what?
He doesn't give a fuck about anything.
Okay, so when he drove into Canada for the guns, he tried to blame it on Waze and said that he didn't know he was in Canada.
That's so good if that's true.
I'm sure Waze would have been like, okay, you're crossing the border now.
No, I don't think, because there's ways you can get in over the border, like, where you don't have to go through, like, a brutal check-in, so it's probably...
I'm sure you know about that. I don't.
That's some foul shit.
I'm
at this point talking about the shit that he said.
Okay,
about
but you didn't even hear what he actually said. He just,
what did he say?
Okay, he said I bought Young Miami a range and she went and had 808s, baby. Then he said when I see her, I'm gonna hit that bitch in the stomach. They say I keep it too real. It's gonna fuck up my money.
Whoa, how did you memorize this? Because I was about to say it.
I don't remember everything.
That was literally bar for bar, line for line.
I know. I watched it one time earlier.
I feel like in 2019. Anyone with any sort of sense or any kind of
would
care at all for their own career would just not tell a woman that they used to date that they're going to punch them in the stomach while they're pregnant.
Especially,
but that's what we have Kodak for, really.
Wait, but especially while you are on trial for a assaulting a woman,
yes,
and then like sexually assaulting a woman, and then now you're going to make a rap about assault
and all kinds
Jesus
of other
Christ.
Violent charges, and then also just the fact that she's dating Southside, and like, does he
Southside
have any?
Very, that's probably the
Southside
last thing he cares
scary.
About.
Does
though.
He have any reason to want to beef with Southside? I don't believe so.
I
maybe there is some.
Maybe
some
he dubbed. Fault. Maybe
he doesn't
dubbed
care
him
about anything.
I think he just does not care. Like maybe he's one of the, like he takes you not caring about anything to like the next level.
That's facts.
I've heard from so many people that Kodak's kind of slow. You know, like he just really doesn't like seem like capable of maybe thinking about the repercussions of the things that he does.
Wait, also we
and
have
he's
to...
just so gangster that he just doesn't give a fuck. You
but
know?
Can we take into consideration that like maybe he wasn't even trying to say that publicly? Maybe he was literally freestyling to his homie.
It's on his fucking Instagram.
Oh, it was on his Instagram.
Yeah.
I mean,
all right. Well,
I'm sure he gave it access to his friends. Like, post this.
And when you're in jail, you have a lot of control over what happens to the message you're putting out to the world, because it is so hard to get that message out to the world. You got to really try.
I mean, I've heard this said a lot, but it's like, why doesn't he have friends that care about him?
To maybe stop it? I think that they're just not, they're not going to stop him.
They're not in a position to even be like, yo, this isn't a good idea. And then he's like, I don't give a fuck what you're talking about. Yeah. You're cut out of my life now for even giving me a suggestion. Fuck you.
Yeah. That's what happens when you tell rich, famous, powerful psychopaths what to do.
That's why I just don't even talk to you. I'm like,
exactly. You know that.
I don't talk to you unless we're here.
What? Really? Why?
No, I'm just joking. Oh. But I mean, I'm like, shit. I'm like, if I try to tell Adam anything, he's just going to be like, ah, fuck you, nigga.
Yeah, that's probably what I'm going to say.
Your tongue
that's
is
exactly what he'll say.
Yeah. We out here with blue tongue. She looked like she had Blue Man Group top. She out here with the blue tongue. Shorty with the blue tongue.
Shorty with the blue tongue.
Shorty got the Crip tongue. I was thinking about that. It would be so cool to make a shirt that had the Blue Man Group and then also like some like Crip rags and shit and like blue face and like,
oh
just,
my
like
God, that would be
the
hilarious.
Smurfs and like a bunch of like weird different blue things.
Pee Wee Long Way.
And Cripple Cola.
Nipsey Hussle.
The blue M&M.
Exactly.
That'd be tight. Just like have like
all
a bunch of like
icons.
Like a bunch of Crip stuff, but then also a bunch of just like random blue shit. Like, you know, that'd be kind of tight to like mix it all together. But I don't really want to get killed or anything, so I'm probably not gonna do it. Coolio.
Who do you think is bigger, Coolio, the Blue Man Group or the Crips?
Crips. There's Crips. Probably millions of Crips. Holy shit! Look at the size of that bug. That's on you. It's on your lap. Look at Yuri. Smack her on the vagina and kill it.
Okay, it's gone. It's gone.
No, it's not. It's right. It's like a giant hornet.
It's
gone. You're joking, right? I don't see anything.
It's gone now.
You did not kill it.
Oh, it's over here.
Yeah, it was.
Stomp on it, Yuri. Kill it.
It was huge, honestly.
You don't want to kill it?
Kill it!
Hey,
what the fuck? Oh, kill it.
There's goop coming out of it.
That's not even a cockroach.
What the fuck was that?
That thing was big. That thing was
airborne.
This is
turning into the back of the old store.
Holy shit.
The no jumper bug.
One of my all-time favorite things that I witnessed in the old store was when Hood Rich Pablo Wong got really scared of a roach. He jumped up out of his seat like, oh! And I don't blame him because seeing a roach is fucking weird, especially when you're just sitting there.
Those roaches were really small, though.
Like, you see a roach, it's like, holy shit, that roach could have just, like, been on my chair. Could have walked up in on my wiener. Holy shit.
Those roaches were actually really small at the store, though.
Also, when I say who's bigger, I don't mean who's bigger in size and
and
amount
notoriety.
Of people. I'm talking about household name.
Blue Man Group is irrelevant compared to the Crips.
Okay, first of all,
who's bigger, the Crips or the Smurfs?
I feel like Smurfs are irrelevant now.
Nah, niggas say, nah, bro, come
it's
on.
It's such different demographics, you know? Because, like, nobody who's really into the Smurfs, don't open that. Go to the other. Oh, he's just leaving or something?
That's Josh.
Okay. No. What's up? But in general, let's use that so we don't have to. Okay.
Adam is
fucking traumatized. And also, if someone comes in here, they're going to try to kill us.
Yeah, so that's definitely going to happen. So I just want to be ready for it.
Make sure the door is locked at all times.
There's probably going to be a Crip at this point.
Or a Blood.
But the thing about the Smurfs and the Crips is that, like, okay, anyone who's old enough to join the Crips is not thinking about Smurfs.
Can
and anyone who's
on.
Young enough to be into the Smurfs is probably not even old
Are
enough to know about
the Crips. Are
the Smurfs
even a thing, though?
No.
Not really
Aren't they
still.
Defunct?
And, but also, it's like, I think Crippin is bigger right now, whereas
Why
Smurfs were
we
bigger in like
this
the 80s.
Combo?
I think it's a good combo.
I think it's a great combo. It's retarded. Analytical.
Yeah.
Looking into cultural.
Both you guys are culture.
No.
Stupid.
You know what we could do? Yuri, give me the keyboard. I got to.
Shout out to the 1.7, almost 1.8 people watching.
Yes, shout out to that thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you something, Kim.
Why the fuck are we on Harmonious YouTube?
Are we? We probably are.
Our viewers will be on your live stream, on your channel.
No. Are we live streaming on Harmonious YouTube?
I wouldn't be surprised. We.
Interest,
you know, I think I'm that was probably the best thing we ever did on here.
I thought that was great. I like that we can pull up the screen.
Holy shit, people are saying there's no audio.
No. Wow.
Do you believe them? Yuri, can you check in the other room? That would be really disastrous.
Yeah. They always do this shit, though.
They might be doing that.
How many people said it, though?
Someone said that roach killed it.
Everybody is saying it, but maybe it was because I was in that other... There. Holy shit.
Oh, shit.
They didn't hear anything we said
while we were discussing the Crips versus
and the Blue Man Groups versus the Smurfs. That was a really fucking important conversation.
Yeah, that was good. I'm so glad.
It was off and now it's back.
I'm glad it was off because y'all got me fucked up as a being.
Anyway, we have to move on.
Really sorry about that, guys. That was a beginner mistake. We're going to have to make sure that we don't do that again. I guess on that one
I've never brought anything else up on the screen while we were live, so I didn't know I did that.
Yeah. Well, when we switched to that particular mode, the audio had been muted, which is very, very bad, but whatever.
That sucks.
That really sucks, because I thought that was pretty funny, even though Hudson was clearly offended.
When I slide, you better duck like Dynasty.
So you're talking about scam rap now.
Yeah.
What's this other dudes you're fucking with? Because I'm old school.
Boys. Shitty Boys.
The Shitty Boys. So this is the new scam rap that you're pushing? Bro.
Who came first?
I think they like make music. I know
I heard of Shitty Boys first because of you.
I heard Shitty Boys maybe.
TJ is just.
Yeah, TJ X6 blowing up.
How come in the past week, like one person told me about it, then like everybody I know is talking about it?
For me, it's been over the course of maybe the past month. Yeah. But I agree. Yeah. Sorry. It just keeps getting like more and more and more. Right? Everybody's
honestly,
talking about it.
It was like I had barely heard one of his songs, and then like I get on Instagram one day, everybody's story is like,
him.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
I watched like kind of a not that good like 20-minute interview with him.
With who?
I don't know, some dude that did not ask him about scamming, so it was like pointless.
What?
When I get him on here, I'm going to ask him to like fully break down everything that he's putting on his Instagram.
Bro, like. He'll be like meeting at Atlantic. Then it's like if you got Western Union,
yeah, exactly. 12K,
Wells Fargo card,
12K for your TD bank account or whatever.
That's
it's like,
so
holy
fire.
Shit.
That means they must be at least making like 20 if they're giving somebody 12.
Do you know if he signed? No,
not yet.
Not to Atlantic.
Meeting with Atlantic Records. What's your Western Union? The next post.
Yeah, literally. It's so beautiful. It's so real. It's just like.
And he said it's impossible for him to get caught.
Oh yeah, let's talk about that DM conversation.
I just don't, because somebody made a joke where they said, TJX6 is gonna get arrested in the middle of his Vlad TV interview, and I sent that to him, and I was like, that's what I'm worried about right there. Like I'm fucking, you know, are you gonna get in trouble if we talk about this shit? And he basically said no. Like if you go look at my Instagram story right now, he was like, nah, it's impossible for me to get caught.
Can you play it off like this is performance art?
Yeah,
or
if
your name, because he has a song called like the person's name who he stole their identity and all this shit.
Really?
Yes. And it's like, you know, if you're that girl, you're like, well, fuck.
Bro, that's fucking amazing.
I mean, he seems pretty confident about being able to protect his own ass, but I just don't really buy it so much.
Or maybe he just really don't know how fraud works.
I mean, the thing is if the feds want to get you, they're going to get you. And if you're a famous scammer, it's not going to last that long because they're going to really want to get you.
There's no such thing as a famous criminal, bro. Like, exactly. If you are actually doing crimes and are famous, it's not going to work.
The funny thing was I saw on his Instagram he's selling merch, and it's like, I bought a t-shirt from TJX6, and all I got was this stupid shirt.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, his music is pretty good, and I really enjoy listening to him, and he's fucking hilarious, but I'm interested to see how he plays his cards in that interview that we do. Presumably this
Hopefully he gets to the point where he's not going to have to scam anytime soon.
Then what do you rap about?
I mean, in that interview that I saw with him, he was saying, like, I'm just starting to get money off, like, real shit. But he's, like, talking as if he's still scamming. But he's selling, like, tutorials and shit on But I wonder if that's what he feels like he can get away with now, is that he's just selling tutorials and he's not actually doing the scamming. But I feel like that he definitely seems like you could still get
in
just as much trouble.
Bro.
I would like to know, honestly, yeah.
Dude,
honestly,
he just calls it methods, like selling methods.
Selling methods.
You know why I fuck with Shitty Boys?
What?
Because they be like, you ask him for the sauce. He said you asked me for the sauce. You better go ask Firefox. Like, you better Google that shit, nigga. Like, don't ask me for the sauce, nigga. Like,
I tell people that all the time. Do your Googles, bitch.
Like, people are like, oh, how do I become a famous rapper? Like,
right.
People ask you that all the time. Oh, how do I become a
podcaster? That's the number one thing. If anybody gets a little bit of time with me, they're always like, yo, so I just want to ask you, bro, like, What can I do? I feel like I'm putting in work. I feel like my music is dope. Like, what can I do?
It's like, how do you answer that?
Yeah, it's a very complicated process. I have such a
like boring, like stock answer that I give everybody, which I just go,
work hard.
Bro, you just got to figure out what makes you special and what's going to make you stand out against all these other motherfuckers.
That's a good answer.
1,000% true.
But it's true, yeah. Like, you got to figure out what makes you stand out. Like, there's a million rappers that are like trying to sound like Cardi, but somehow Cardi's the one that everybody likes. How are you going to figure out where you're going to fit in, man?
Yeah, just try to figure it out. Rap about scamming, like TJX.
Rap about scamming, exactly. Well, bottom of the barrel was sort of the lowest common denominator type of thing, you know?
Bottom of the barrel scamming?
Well, I feel like the fact that this kid has managed to make a name for himself off of just talking about the most ridiculous criminal exploits that...
And, like, describing it in so much detail.
So detailed.
But you know what? That would be one thing. Like, you can talk about illegal shit in a song, and for the most part, it's good. But the fact that he's, like, clearly still involved to some extent based on his Instagram is what really scares me. It makes me feel like, holy shit, you're going to get in a lot of trouble.
I followed him, and then, like, 50 scammer accounts followed me back.
That's really? Fire.
I'm down with that. I need those scammer followers.
All the scammer accounts are like...
You're tapped into this life already. You've been there, done that.
See, like, I'm an OG scammer. Credit card fraud. We used to go buy, like, video game systems and, like, laptops and shit.
That's what they do.
What's different now is that, like, it's just different methods because now we have, like, chips and shit?
Yeah, I'm sure it's just, like, way updated in terms of, like, the technology.
Really?
Yeah,
but it's harder.
Now they have the chip where you got to insert it. I could have never, like, wrapped my... I don't even know how they handle that shit because back in the day it was dope because you could just swipe it through the encoder with it attached to your computer and then, boom, the card's, like, exactly the same as... The card is supposed to be.
All you have to do is get the chip. You can get a chip programmer online or some shit.
I mean, that's amazing. It sounds a lot more complicated than what we were doing. I don't know. I worry about it, but I also, if he can like actually manage to blow up off of like talking about this game and shit in such depth and not get caught up, my hat is off to him because his music's fucking dope and I just love.
I feel like I learned. It. I feel
when
like
does
I learned.
Interview?
Maybe this week he's trying to come out.
I feel like I learned some shit just by literally listening to his songs. Like I started looking up YouTube like how to crack cards. Like, well, I shouldn't be saying this.
I mean, it's just crazy that like even the chip thing. When I was living in London, like they had the chips, and then I moved back to America.
But they call them chips there, but they're fries to us.
Yeah.
Got her.
I swear to God, I was about to say something similar.
Boom. Okay, continue.
And I moved back to LA, America, and we didn't get the chip cards for another like 2-3 years. And now they've moved on to the contact cards. And
what the fuck is that?
You do if it's less than 30 pounds, you just like tap this contact thing and like
what's a
card? To pay.
Yeah, when you
and
go
they,
there. Yeah.
When we come and we have to do all this shit and they're sign, shit, they're annoyed as fuck. The most annoying part is that you have to sign exactly how you sign on your ID.
Really?
Because you know how in America we have to sign everything, so we just go like that.
But I never signed the back of my card, and every single time I would be buying like a fucking pack of candy or like a water or whatever at the store, and they look at the back of my card and there's no signature, and they're just like,
yeah, they freak out. Like,
but they didn't actually give me a hard time about it, but it seemed like they would if I was a little. I don't know. I mean, I feel like I look pretty sketchy in the first place. So
they're trying not to sell me something because my signature didn't match. I was like, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah,
like, dude, I'm from fucking America, dude. Sorry.
They're like, you're with that no jumper click? Yeah. Hell nah.
Hell no.
Who's a scammer, bitch? Next topic.
Next topic is since this is a Joe Budden podcast review, Joe said he's down for cucking.
What?
Like, he was like kind of insinuating he's down for like cucking.
For like a dude to fuck his wife?
Yeah.
Wait, is he married?
He's not married anymore.
No, he's not. Yeah,
he's single.
I don't think he was ever married.
Was it Tahiri?
No,
his most recent girl is Sin Santana.
Yeah. They were engaged, but they broke up.
I feel like I need a fact check on this. I have a hard time believing that Joe Budden would actually say that.
So he kind of said that he was down.
Lou listens to it too. Lou, you concur this?
No. Let me finish. Almost. Okay. So he was saying like he thought his girlfriend at the time, I don't know if he was talking about Sin or someone else, he was like, my girlfriend at the time, I thought she was cheating on me with this other dude. So then I was asking her like, oh, like basically trying to like,
was his dick
like
bigger?
Catch her saying that she's down to fuck him or whatever to see like if he was cheating on her. But the conversation, it just kind of seemed like he was down. And then today's podcast or on Saturday, he was saying some shit like, I don't know. He just always talked about like swinging and shit.
Really?
I think so, he's down.
That's interesting.
He's definitely down.
I don't know.
But anyways, are you guys down?
No.
I'm not down.
Well, with bitches, yes. But I ain't really trying to see that fucking ball player fuck my girl. Hell no.
You don't want to see really your girlfriend getting smashed out.
Not really.
I felt that. I'm good on that all the way.
Traditional relationships. We're a conservative podcast now, you know?
Yeah.
And you guys call me crazy.
I'm going back to the old ways.
Well, would you, I know
no,
you can't.
Obviously, I'm not that.
You would
never
be able to watch your boyfriend fuck another girl in front of you.
Of course not.
No, you would not do that.
Yeah, but I just want to ask, because you two are one of the craziest people I know.
But speaking of cucking, though, one of the homegirls who I have not fucked, who was like just platonic homegirl, she asked me, she was like, yo, some like pop star nigga was trying to fuck, like watch her get fucked by a black dude, and she was like, yo, like, you were one of the only homies I would ask, cause like, you could keep it on the low, I'm like, not tell anybody, he's gonna pay
us. You were gonna be the hired dick?
I was gonna be the hired black dick.
Wow. Yeah. And then you say it, and she says it cause she thinks you're not gonna tell anyone, you just saw the podcast.
Like, yeah, no, not that I wasn't gonna tell anyone, but she just like, I don't know, she just asked me. I don't know, she fucked
her. Moving on, cause she's stupid.
No, hey, I also wanna say this, is that there's this creepy ass dude that used to be at the gym that I would go to. And he would like ask me to like go party with him.
But you knew
and at first I was just like, yeah, man, like hit me up. Let me know. Like whatever. And then one of the other dudes at the gym told me that this dude's thing is he likes to get like big fuck. He likes to like get some hookers or some girls that are down to chill or whatever. And then he gets some like big ass dudes. Like he prefers like big ass bodybuilder type dudes, but apparently he also was kind of down with me. I don't know. Like I said, he was down to relax his standards a little bit. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I heard that like his thing is like eating the girl's like ass while the dude's fucking banging her and stuff. And then when I heard that, I'm just like, holy shit.
How does that work in that?
I could have got wrapped up in some weird shit if I had actually hung out with that dude, and I would have probably had to flee at some point.
What if you try to eat your ass while you were fucking the girl and you didn't even know?
Bro, I would kick him in the throat so hard. If a dude tried to touch me while I was naked in any way, I would go straight fucking prison style. I would just be like, I would lose
my mind.
That's
the guy that wants to fuck house phone.
That's not true. That's just a joke. That was for the lulls.
Allegedly.
That's for the lulls. All right, next topic.
LMFAO. All
right.
That's gay.
That's gay. Did you guys watch Drake No Guidance vid?
I'm so out of the loop. I have not seen
Chris Brown. What the hell? Why are we doing this?
I mean,
you guys haven't listened to Chance the Rapper.
Next topic.
I haven't heard it. I've been busy actually living my life.
I watched it.
It was for the wedding of the century. I want to see it because I saw Drake doing a Hadouken.
Yeah, it was funny. He did snake.
I'm gonna watch it tonight.
The video was funny. I'm not gonna lie, it was funny.
Oh, so you watched it?
I watched it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Table that. I want to. Oh, so yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Next topic.
Next topic. Lil Nas X is still the longest running number one.
No, now he is number one.
Yeah,
now he is.
He broke the record
for 17 weeks or some shit.
Did you see Mariah Carey handing off the torch?
Oh, it was her before?
She posts her and it was Boyz II Men, One Sweet Day.
It's weird because I haven't been even vaguely interested in that song many months now. And I didn't even bother listening to the Young Thug remix.
Me either.
I heard
it dropped.
I heard the Mason Ramsey verse day. Trash.
Really,
sucks.
I like it.
He's
how you
not
gonna,
good.
How you going to slander my man's Mason like that?
I'm just over
Lou
it.
Likes it.
I would rather listen to Panini at this point.
Honestly, I heard that song one time and it's been in my head ever since.
Panini?
That song is fire.
Because you're a meanie.
I was going to say, that line is so wild.
He hit up a...
Please don't be a meanie.
He hit up Uzi trying to get Uzi on it.
I think he said Fousey.
Oh, probably, yeah.
He hit up Fousey too.
Fousey got bars as well,
Oh, my God.
Who would you rather see? Would you like to see Lil Nas X do something with Fousey? I think that could be good for his career right now.
No.
Maybe gay sex they could do. That would be good. No?
Okay, fine. Anyway, Uzi on that song would be fire.
On Panini?
Yeah.
Don't you be a meanie.
What if he fucking remixed that and then that became the number one song and then he also broke another record?
That'd be crazy.
Wait, he literally went from a Stan Twitter account to having the most fucking long world-breaking
number
one
song. I'm just so fascinated to see where he's at in a year or two to see like what the career trajectory. He's definitely going to be doing something.
I was thinking like maybe the best rapper is a Stan account. Previous owner, because then you know how to fucking use the internet.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody, whenever you hear normies talk about Lil Nas, they're like, oh, he's so good at Twitter. He's so viral with his trolling. God. Yeah. You know what he is? He's just like a fun, positive, gay 6ix9ine. Because, 6ix9ine just knew how to troll so perfect.
He could have just said fun, positive.
But he does all the stuff that 6ix9ine did, but he does it in this fun way. Like, instead of beefing with everyone, he's like, oh, I'm going to go be friends with everybody. Like, look at all my friends every single day. It's like I'm hanging out with a different cool person and all these neat things are happening to me.
Speaking of, I feel like that's how Megan Thee Stallion is too.
Oh, wait. With her, I wanted to touch.
She's all positive.
I wanted to touch on that. Wait.
Wants to be friends with everyone.
But I believe her, but I feel like Nicki Minaj in that situation is like she's known for being like the almost like bitch. Hater she's a or bitch. Like
yeah, but she likes when people kiss her ass. And like Megan was like, oh, don't play with because us. Like, you know, she's the goat.
But not because you know why? Because niggas really don't be not niggas, but people just don't be putting respect on Nicki Minaj. Like she really wasn't the one who did the shit first.
I love and her.
I think see that's the thing. I feel like from Megan's angle, it's hella genuine and it's like it's her. Just like being like, yo, I like used to fuck, like I fuck with your music. I've been a fan for a long time. Uh-huh. I feel like Nicki is kind of just like trying to like, oh my God, this is my angle to like finally get away.
Do you feel like Nicki and Megan broing down about actually writing their lyrics is low funny. Key like sort of putting Megan in a position where she's like trying to be like more down with Nicki than Cardi? Because that might actually be something where like they both are like, they might kind of have more in common than like the Cardi, like Megan's come up. And Nicki's come up might be like closer together than Cardi's come up, where you know Cardi has more of like an overall like
she had like a manufacturer come up
to almost. A certain extent. You know, she definitely extent. Like you know from a musical standpoint, it is kind of different. Like but Nicki came up off of being a really good rapper for the
and
most
that's
part.
Kind
of
how Megan came up too.
Although Safari was in there.
Safari was I know they can't. They gotta stop playing my nigga Safari, even though he got the sprayed on hairline though. For real,
I mean, listen, Nicki does a better job of representing herself as someone who's like super involved in the creative process. But at the end of the day, what the fuck do we know? And Safari said he was all up in there.
So are you
in the cheats or in the writing booth?
In the booth.
He got writing credits on all kinds of shit, right?
But I thought that they already explained that. It's like, okay, like he was in the studio with her, like not writing her bars, but like they would exchange ideas back and forth. And it's like,
which is like pretty normal if you've been to any fucking studio ever.
Yeah.
Shit people say. I don't believe it.
It's like I could be in the studio and be like, house phone, let's rap about fucking booty or whatever.
But that's like, okay, like,
you gotta write a word.
That's like, I helped her with a song and then she would be like, she tried to act like I didn't help her at all if it came out.
Excuse me?
But that's normal.
That is normal.
But maybe that was like the agreement they had.
A ghostwriter's a ghostwriter.
You wrote that line about me getting my ass ate in Tokyo Goons, but.
Wrote that?
No, I'm joking.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I always liked that lyric and thought it was hilarious. And if you were telling me that I wrote it, that would kind of explain why I thought it was so funny. I'm like, oh, yes. Bravo, myself.
He's like, high five, self.
And for the record, the lyric that he's discussing is.
She think I'm famous, so she's sucking on my anus. Great lyric.
Freestyle that.
You're
booth.
A lifelong booty ass booty eating receiver. Booty
so were you
can
trying
I get a waterfall
ask
of this, please? I won't put
waterfall.
I promise, I got you.
Were you asking if she's trying to be closer to Nicki Minaj as opposed to Cardi?
I mean, it's like important, like from a strategic standpoint, like at some point it'll probably be an option for Megan to like maybe do a really big feature with one or the other, or to go on tour with one or the other. And as much as Megan wants to be super cool with both of them and wants to show her respect and stuff, it's kind of inevitable that she's going to have to sort of kind of side with one of them over the other, right?
Makes sense. And it's I hate gonna that be, it has to be like that, but it's probably going to be like that because if she does a song or feature with one of them, the other one might be like, well, fuck you, bitch. I'm not doing...
Right, like, and to what she agrees to. Because, like, say Nicki's got a big album coming out in the next year and Cardi's got a big album coming out in the next year. Like, if she goes and does a song with one of them, it's kind of her, like, throwing her hat in that category.
I could see her doing it with Nicki.
No, he's texting. The one thing that we said that you weren't allowed to do.
I'm texting her too.
Why are you doing that? She's right there.
Because we're
what
in
you guys
the middle.
Can't you just not talk for an hour?
No secrets.
You're that in love? You can't just like exchange glances.
Anyways, the girl that he was shouting out and trying to make everyone go, spam her page. She's here today. She's in the building. Her name is at Lil Thug Baby. I love you so much.
Yo,
was handing out clout.
Hey, thank you for everyone who flooded her comments, because now she's back and now she's here in the store with me. So thanks, guys.
She will be here with us listening to your music in about,
when I dip out, she's taking over.
Yep.
Not
at all. Fuck out of here.
I'm leaving her over there.
Okay, let's run through a few more topics and the fuck out of here.
Hit me with a top.
Okay, topic.
Hit me with the top.
Bro,
whoa,
tops.
Whoa.
I'm not hitting anyone with any tops.
Okay.
Anyone? Really?
Topics.
Anyway. But I listened to another podcast where they call topics tops, so I'm going with it.
Are you talking about The Read?
No, oh. I don't listen to that. I'm talking about. Read. I'm too binary for that. I listen to too binary. The too great debates. Yes, you're right. I'm way
you're too cis white man.
Views from the cis. No, but I
views from the.
I listen to the great debates sometimes, and they call topics tops, micro tops, or like micro topics. Hit me with a micro top, but not sexual. Pause.
You definitely have to pause, Kim, because
everyone pause and shut the fuck up.
Top to us is way too sexual.
Drake following Shoreline and OGZ after Tory Lanez shout out. He followed them right after Tory Lanez shouted.
Tory Lanez shouted out Shoreline.
Yes, you saw that?
I did not see that.
Tory Lanez either tweeted or Instagrammed or something. He
spelled OGZ wrong. I don't know.
He said, shout out to Shoreline. OGZ's my favorite rapper. Or he said, shout out to OGZ of Shoreline Mafia. He's my favorite rapper right now.
He spelled Jeezy wrong, though.
That's insane, though.
And then right after, literally, I feel like the day after, Drake followed Shoreline.
I mean, and OGZ. Drake and Tory are supposed to be on good terms.
So yeah, but I could still see him, he's watching. He sees what everyone's doing.
You know?
The fact that, like,
I wonder, sorry, Kim, I just touched your foot with my foot. Oh, I my wonder. God,
the OGZ Drake collab would be crazy.
Insane. You imagine if Drake gave OGZ a look like the way that Drake gave Block Boy a look.
Nah, that wouldn't even be able to happen because I feel like Shoreline has their cult fan base already so hard. Like,
you Blockboy did too. I would agree that Shoreline has a bigger fan base than what Blockboy had at that time. But it's totally easy to imagine Drake sort of like, cause, you know, he always, when he's like going to put a project out, he always kind of like finds like way to sort of like himself up with like a new comer to the game who's got a fresh style.
What if he remixes Musty?
I was thinking that.
And puts it out tomorrow. Yeah. And then they become the biggest group in the world and then they stop.
Because he hasn't done any like West Coast shit yet, right?
That's what I'm saying. He'd be like,
Wait, what about the E-40 thing?
He was in the projects with fucking Game. He's done all these videos with Game.
Come on, bro. But that's about
the new West guys. Coast. Like Drake shouted out Greedo on his story at one point. That was a big deal too.
Oh, he posted a screenshot of him listening to
Milwaukee Bucks during that shoot.
By Frosty.
He shouted out a few West Coast things, but he hasn't got on any of those beats and stuff. But Drake on a Ron beat, we need that.
Oh, that would be what if the whole next
tell the presses.
What if the whole next album produced by Ron Ron? Just like,
it's not gonna happen. 40's not gonna be out of a job like that.
I mean, but like how they did Take Heath. They just kind of just snatched up Take Heath and was like, let's get you in there.
I don't know. That would be a beautiful thing though. Ron could not handle being in the OVO slot.
Oh my god.
No. He's gonna be cushed out. He's not gonna be able to live his life.
No, he would be fucking bad as fuck. Like, bitch, I'm Ron Ron. I'm not trying to be.
They're gonna be having him drinking fucking Canada Dry.
Great drink.
What are they drinking in Toronto? I don't know.
Canada Dry is actually really good.
I love Canada Dry.
Honestly, the best.
Is that even from Canada?
What the fuck is that? Ginger ale or something?
Ginger ale is fire.
I'm the white
one. How do you sell?
Basically like Sprite.
How do you sell $35 sodas and don't even know what it is?
You know how many of those I've tried? Like one.
I felt that.
I don't drink soda.
Actually,
it's really bad for
Josh,
you.
Josh, can you grab me one of the blue cream DJ Crew?
Is he allowed to do this?
We're charging you extra.
No. I just
put on his tab.
We don't give free soda to anybody, for the record.
I steal them every time I come here.
Are you serious?
I'm sorry.
Oh, come on, dude. That's why they come up short. You can't just do that. Also, you can't just take them out there. It has to be rung up through the front.
I literally take them out every time.
No, but that's like, and then we blame the employees when people take the sodas and back.
That's why you're supposed to do it when he leaves.
I was joking. I literally made that. I don't even drink soda, dude.
Yeah, right.
You think just because I'm fat that I drink soda? No.
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm getting at. Yeah.
Every time he's.
How about one more top?
I think this is a good one.
All right.
Megan Thee Stallion. Why do you have
another Megan Thee Stallion topic?
You're obsessed.
I want to talk about her all the time. With her. Hey, what's
we have a clip of Black Youngster and Adam 22 discuss Megan Thee Stallion and Moneybagg Yo's relationship. Doing pretty good.
Watch that.
We have a little 50K on there already.
Speaking of, some girl was trying like photoshopped this picture of like Moneybagg Yo sending her a heart, and then she posted on Twitter being like, Megan Thee Stallion, like, come get your mans. And then Moneybagg Yo tweeted like, bitch, this ain't like, why are you trying to get clout? Blah, blah, blah. And he like
really?
He nubbed the situation, and then Megan Thee Stallion liked the. I was looking at her likes.
She did.
Yep.
Wow.
So they're okay, definitely dating.
Can we get another one?
Anyways,
they're definitely dating. That's
why
cool.
does Megan Thee Stallion not have no Hot Girl Summer merch or Hot Girl Summer freestyle or just song?
She just posted the Hot Girl Summer coming soon.
Really? Yeah. Finally, about fucking time.
Isn't she trying to copyright it?
She should.
I think she just got it trademarked.
It's gonna get like stolen. I feel like you can't copyright something that fast, but she should definitely be trying.
Yeah.
Because
really, does it take a long time to get something trademarked?
I mean. Process that probably take like a few weeks. I don't think you like walk in and get the Hot Girl Summer trademark immediately, right?
Could we get one more topic not un-Hot Girl related?
Why? Just I want to talk about it.
Just one more.
Shout
out to Megan though.
Double XL freestyles. We didn't even talk about,
that.
But did we talk about the first two, but then not the third one?
I don't think we talked about any of them.
Well, all I want to say is that the bitches won.
Do you have to refer to them
yeah,
as that?
Yeah, that was
the
crazy.
The hoes won. The women won.
Okay, bro, Rico Nasty went crazy.
Yeah,
not
really
that
did.
Any of them are actually hoes.
Bro, she literally didn't even breathe or stop or fuck up any of her.
Listen, I appreciate what the baby brought to the table. I thought Roddy Ricch was good, but at the end of the day, if I had
are you
to
talking
really,
about the freestyles or the cyphers?
The what the fuck is it called? We're all
the
rapping
cypher.
Together.
Cypher.
Yeah. At the end of the day, I think Tierra Whack, Rico Nasty, Megan Stallion
should have been in one.
I just think that they're the best. I think that they fucking kind of killed everybody, or at least they tried.
Wait, I didn't see the cypher with Tierra Whack.
I saw it all, and I was.
I saw the first two.
Who was on the last one?
The last one was Roddy Ricch, Tierra Whack, and who's the other one? I forget.
I don't know.
Oh, Camethazine.
How was that?
It was all right. It wasn't like super bad, but it wasn't like great.
Who do you think was the worst?
Mosey
off top. Yeah.
Mosey knows it too.
Him
I like how he played it. Like,
yeah,
I
mean, it would have
like,
been
like
a better look
melody.
If he had like actually like prepared or like done a better job.
That
it definitely would have
been
a better look. But at the end of the day, I don't think he's really like his fan base is not depending on him being like a great freestyler.
Totally.
Or even
he went
a great
to,
rapper.
He went to the Janna wedding, so at the end of the day, he don't need.
The Janna?
He's on top of the world.
Yeah, Jake and Tana, Janna.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I need to watch the third one. I haven't watched that one, but I enjoyed Lil Mosey's performance.
You know, we're going to have somebody go in and edit out that one part where we're comparing the Crips and the Smurfs and the Blue Man Group, even though
that we're going to let it live after, like not.
We are, but they can still go in and snip, like a little vasectomy. Yeah, Yuri.
You got
the
that?
The part where the sound is gone.
Can you take notes so that you don't forget and I have to remind you 500 times?
People are going to think that we're removing it because we're scared of either the Smurfs or the Crips.
We're not.
I'm going to get my Doty Block goons to come pull up on y'all for niggas for even disrespecting.
Hey, we're not even disrespecting. We're trying to look at analytical trends on fucking Google
Trends. Yeah, I'm sorry. If there was a Crip movie that was as big as the Smurfs movie, then things would be a little different. I'm sorry, but it just hasn't been one yet.
The funny
I'm
or
working
not,
on it. Biopic.
It's crazy that the Crip thing had a huge surge because of Nipsey. Like, people are so stupid that they need to just like research
like
everything.
Everything about the Crips.
Like, whoa, what is the Crip?
What is the Crip?
Jeez Louise.
What is the other surge right there? Speaking of.
I forgot it was still on the screen.
The first one, like between like
okay,
after 2004,
they can't even see this.
If you, they can't see it. But actually, if you look at the spike that they got, that Crips
Smurfs
got when
it.
Nipsey died, it's absolutely tiny in comparison to
the
fucking booths that the Smurfs got when that movie came out. Jesus Christ!
Well, because no one was searching about Cripping in 2000 and whatever year
2010 or so, 11 or so.
2005. They were going crazy looking for.
Hey man, also the Blue Man Group had some big moments back in like 2007 or so.
Hmm.
I was blue, I was green, I was die.
That's not the Blue Man Group. That's Eiffel 62 or some shit.
How do you know that that's the name of it?
Tell me why. You know that group, Tattoo, the two lesbians?
I vaguely remember that.
How does that song go, Yuri?
What you wanna say? What you wanna say?
All the things she said, all the things she said, running through my head. Oh, we can't sing on here.
No, you can. That's all right.
Yuri
shirt says local forever, which he so is.
You are a local
you're
forever.
Local. You're
local Moscow
Twitter.
For life. Local Twitter. Yeah, like people, I actually love the phrase like local Twitter because like when you see people who really just tweet about shit that's like going on in their local social circle, like as if we're supposed to know who Jen is or whatever, that's so funny.
I hate people that talk like that in general. They're like, oh my God, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, nigga, who are you talking about?
Us on this entire podcast?
No, that's
talking about like the girls who like robbed the fucking jewelry store and shit. bitches.
Oh, yeah, that's
who the fuck.
Everybody's at home is like, nah, why would we know who that is?
No, it's like when people like be name dropping people that aren't name droppable, like in a story, it's just like, nigga, like, just say this person.
But I mean, when you watch the Joe Budden show, they'll spend like 20 minutes just roasting some random person or that's whatever. Kinda... But you have to kind of try to like tie it in so that people will know.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, we can roast Yuri because they can go to Yuri's YouTube channel and see how much he deserves to be roasted.
Yeah, what
so
you
weird
get...
that girls actually think he's like cute or something. It's weird.
Yuri?
Yeah.
What?
There's one like
girls think he's cute. Do
I
we know this?
Hayden.
Hayden.
Hayden. This Hayden's girl. Bad. This
the
girl
black
Wendy.
Girl.
Hayden did not give him no kind of pussy.
Yeah, if you
so.
Didn't get pussy, then it doesn't really count.
Yeah, you're supposed to hang out with this weekend. It's been months. Bro, when you meet a girl, you got like a 48-hour window to bang her. It's never happened. You're friend-zoned. Just keep that in mind. If you ever get a girl's number, just think of it as like a time crunch, like 48 hours, or my life is over. Think of it that way.
I think
way.
You got longer than that, but you should try to close the deal like soon. Or at least, you should at least establish like more than a friendship.
So the longer you hang out with her, the more likely it is that she's going to realize that you're
a fucking dork,
don't have any prospects.
Remember I told you that. I was like, you got to hurry up and do it before she realizes what a nerd
no,
you are.
No, convince her you want to build something. Tell her like, I want to use you to get views on the channel. We're going to start
bro,
a family
Bro, we've been telling
channel.
Them this since day one.
Yeah,
you
I told.
Guys.
Don't even
what do you
use
think
her.
This
just,
idea?
You should do, actually do that.
Sex tape at... I'm losing my virginity sex tape at 1 million subs.
Him?
Yeah.
He's already lost his virginity.
No,
he's
no
but, nobody. Yeah.
Come on.
I mean,
on that
dude,
note,
and she's
let's
hella
wrap
hot,
it up.
So
let's wrap it up like a Trojan ad. We're at a minute or hour 28.
We're at a minute.
Probably have to remove a couple of those minutes. So realistically, we stayed short of an hour and a half, which I think is good. That's
let's wrap
goal.
It up like Yuri's dick that's never been wrapped up.
Once he puts it in a place where Soulja Boy has been before. We got to do a podcast with them hoes again. They were so much fun. Hopefully they don't get as drunk. I want to see them with you.
I did one with them.
They're cool. I like them.
Maybe
I'll give this to Yuri.
A fleshlight?
Yeah.
Hey, let me the plug fleshlight in stores. Everybody go get one.
In this store? What the
Not
fuck?
This store, but in general.
I thought you said in the store.
Probably like fleshlight.com or something, if I had to guess. That being said, No Jumper Show, episode number 2. We're going to be doing it live next week, too, on Monday.
You should gift one to Yuri of your girlfriend's vagina.
I still haven't fucked it, but I'm definitely trying it.
Why? You have one at home, just sitting on the dresser.
I have an entire box at home of her fleshlights.
Boxes?
Like a case of her fleshlights. And
you
still
give one to Yuri.
Okay, how do they, like, is it molded to, like, feel like
yeah,
it?
Yeah, they, like,
or
pour
is...
hot wax inside the vagina and create a mold.
They
for
pour
real,
hot
she
wax
went to Austin,
of...
Texas to do this. I couldn't go. I was
inside
busy.
Of her vagina?
Yeah. And
they
her
pour
butthole.
Hot wax?
I don't know if it's actually hot wax. I'm assuming there's
no
burning.
I wonder
what
the temperature is like inside. If it's, like, super cold, imagine, like, you put it in there and your dick is just, like...
How do you feel about that many people buying your girlfriend's vagina?
I was gonna ask that, but
as long as it's paid, fuck it. I think it's good promo too. It's just like a
that's
good.
That's so fire.
It's a good look to be a fleshlight girl. There's so many porn girls that want to be fleshlight girls so
yeah.
bad, and she got handed it even though she hasn't even done like real porn.
Bro, I know that's
I don't
know that's
much
fire.
Kind of fleshlight industry.
I know a couple. You know,
porn girls to get
on
a fleshlight is a big deal. It's like getting a signature shoe if you're a skater.
Yeah, it's like literally like getting a Nike basketball shoe or some shit.
Big deal.
Yeah,
it's a big deal, and I'm on a big wheel.
Wait, are you gonna get
AIDS?
A dick fleshlight?
Yeah, probably if I keep it up.
Dick fleshlight?
Oh, if they want to do it, honestly, I would do that. I think it would be hilarious.
Would you do your own fleshlight? Cam girl fleshlight?
That's not her marketing. No. I don't think.
But
that's
you're
that.
A cam
she wants
girl.
To present herself.
No.
No.
Okay.
No. Hey, anybody who wants to watch them stream music, they're going to be doing that as soon as we end this stream. So just keep an eye on the channel because it's going to be back up in like 5 minutes, and then they're going to be. Listen to your stuff. But this has been the No Jumper Show number 2. We're going to be back Monday. Keep an eye on our social media so you can make sure you know exactly what time we're going to tune in. But it's probably going to be about 7 p.m. on Mondays. This is a live event. Tell your friends.
Yes, sir.
Tell your homies. The dope part is that if we want to rewatch this, then we're going to be able to rewatch the chat, which honestly, we've been so engaged in conversation that I really haven't been able to look
at the
chat too much.
I haven't looked at the chat the whole
time, though. But that would be a cool thing if we want to relive this and sort of think about how bad we are podcasting.
I'm also really blind, so
I
need... I
think we're great.
I need the chat to be closer next time. I'm really blind.
But you don't want that anyway because it's going to fuck you up.
Yeah,
because like,
then
Kim was
looking
at herself when you had it up there. She was looking at herself the whole time.
I'm still looking at myself.
All
right. So how does where we get a new link, right?
Yeah, just wait like 5 minutes so that okay. it can be like a new upload.
Everyone, we'll be back in 5.
We'll be back.
Also,
we gotta make sure we add the ads. We gotta add the playlist. We gotta change that one playlist so that it'll have like all the episodes of the, like it could have
Already
just
did.
Okay, cool. So So yeah.
Wait, also Kim is the one who motherfucking approves videos of being on No Jumper. So if you watch a video on No Jumper, stay and watch the live stream. Let's go.
There you go. There's a theory. And also No Jumper merch available at nojumper.com. If you want to support us, that's a great way too. Like, comment, subscribe. Also a great way. Appreciate everybody. Gang shit.